Today is Daf Yud Beis. We are on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We're six lines from the bottom, I believe.
Yeah.
Nigmar Dino. Listen to this. Listen to this. Nigmar Dino. There's a Gemar Din. The Gemar Din, the guy has to go to Golis. And it doesn't have to be that there was a Gemar Din, and now he's packing up his bags to go to Golis, and then the following happens. It could be he's there for 5 years already, and the following happens. What happens? Not the Kohen ben Gerusha ben Chalutza. It turns out the Kohen Gadol was a fraud. He's not a valid Kohen Gadol. His mother was a Gerusha. Right? Married to the father of the Kohen, or ben Chalutza. And he's not a Kohen. He's not a Kohen. He's a psul. They do some investigations. The Washington Post does an investigation, and it turns out that he's not even a valid Kohen Gadol. Look at this. After many years, this comes out. It's been quiet all this time, and now it comes out. So it says Nigmar Dino. The Rashi says it doesn't have to be Nigmar Dino. It could be even if it happened after 15 years. He's sitting in Ur-Mikla for 15 years, and it turns out there's a big scandal. The Kohen Gadol's not a Kohen Gadol. So what has happened now to him? So, Pligi Bar Rav Amir Rav Yitzchak Nacha, Zemachlokes, Chad Omar, Mesa Kahuna. It's as if the Kohen Gadol died. Why? Because they're going to appoint another one. V'chad Omar, Batla Kahuna. No, there's no Kohen Gadol, and it's as if there was no Kohen Gadol, and then he never gets out.
Right.
Now, a separate question, I heard this question this week. Someone asked a very good question. I was by a Siyam for Sanhedrin, and they were talking about Makkos. And the Rav asked at the Siyam, he said, why? What's the reason? A guy's in Golis for 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden the Kohen Gadol dies. So he goes home. So why does he go home? Well, how does that Kohen Gadol dying help the Goyal Adam? The Goyal Adam's boiling. His son, his brother, his son, his father got killed.
Back to the same question.
And all of a sudden now, 2 weeks later, the Kohen Gadol died. So what changed in the Kohen Gadol's life that now I can't be angry anymore? Now I have to let him go. Now I have to live with it. What changed?
You haven't answered the question of the Goyal Adam in the first place.
So
how do you point someone upset?
I don't have an answer to that question, but I have an answer to this question. He gave a very nice answer. He said, because when the Kohen Gadol dies, it's a national tragedy. And national tragedies trump your individual tragedy. Mm-hmm. Look back and say, the Kohen Gadol died. What a tragedy. The Gadol Ador died. You know what? My own peckle, not so bad. Klai Yisrael has it in Tsar now. Interesting idea.
Kohen Gadol's 95 years old.
What? Yes, so what? It's still a big... When the Gadol Ador dies, he's a good man. It's a very big loss for Klai Yisrael. People cry when the Gadol Ador dies, even if he's 90 years old. Yeah. When this Gadol Ador died in Eretz Yisrael... Well, what do you mean? When Shlomo Zalman died, 750,000 people went to the Levaya.
Exactly.
750,000 people. And many non-firm Israelis wonder, why are they going to the Levaya? Who was this man? Who was this man? Right? 750,000 people, and he was an old man. Wasn't a young guy. Young, old man. So it's a national tragedy. When it's a national tragedy, your own tragedies pale in comparison.
Absolutely.
Very good Vart.
Absolutely.
Very nice Vart. What's the story? Now we don't have an answer to that question either. So anyway...
He keeps coming back up.
Right. So now what happened over here?
But later on, every year they used to have a new Kohen Gadol.
That was later on,
yeah.
Right?
So the guy only had to stay a year at the most, huh?
Because he went into the Kohen Gadol, he dropped dead.
And it wasn't just a tragedy, because he wasn't just a good guy.
So, but in theory, so what happens now, the Kohen Gadol turned out to be not a Kohen Gadol. It's a machlokes. One says it's like he died, and one says it's like he didn't die, like it was never one, and therefore, he never goes out. He's there forever, like we had that case.
Was there a concept of a Urim and Khalil, the second Mishnah, or the first?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know.
The Sanhedrin to the end anyway.
Now, Lema b'plugsha, the Rav Elazar, Rav Yehoshua, k'miflugi. Let's say they're arguing in an old machlokes, ditnan. We have a mission that says like this. Haya omer makav ragabi mizbeach. It's not a Kohen Gadol. A regular Kohen. He's a regular guy. He's been in the Kohen Gadol. He's been a Kohen for many, many years. Every year he goes up, he does his share. And it turns out he's ben Gerusha ben Chalutza. What happens to the thousands of kabbalos he brought over the past 20 years? What happens to them?
Wow.
So, Rabbi Elazar Omar, kol karbanos shehikriv psulin. It's all puzzle.
What do you do?
You have to go back. And,
start all over again?
Was that Kohen on duty when I brought my chattis because I once turned the light on by accident on Shabbos? I have to go. Yeah, you got to go down that road.
Wow.
Everything's puzzle. The Chad Amar, Rabbi Yeshua Machshir. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, everything he did in the past was okay. Going forward now, we're not going to let him serve. Because he's a Ben Gerusha, he's a Cholol. But in the past, it's the same Machlokas. Right? Same Machlokas. Manda Amar Mesa. What says it's as if he died is Kereb Yoshua, which means till now it was good. Till now it was good. So till now he's a valid Kohen Gadol. Now we found out the scandal, so now he says as if he died. Uman da Omar Batwa, but the one who says no, it's as if he was never a Kohen Gadol. So when you killed Bishogeg, there was no Kohen Gadol here, even though there was a guy wearing the clothes. It was nothing, it didn't count. That's Kereb Eliezer. That's like Rabbi Eliezer, that what? That the whole life of his kahuna is undone, and you have to go back there and bring every carpet again. So it's the same achlokas. So the Gemara says, well, like this. Aliva Rabbi Eliezer, kuli amalo pliki. It could be that according to Rabbi Eliezer, that what? Rabbi Eliezer said, what? Everything's possible. Right, look at Rashi on top. Klomar, manda amar mesa. If you hold the Kohen Gadol died when it turns out there's a scandal, that's Vadaik Rabbi Yeshua Amar. That's certainly Rabbi Yeshua that said that if the Kohen Gadol turns out to be a Cholol, everything he did in the past is fine. That's surely. Vlok Rabbi Eliezer. That's not Rabbi Eliezer. The Aliba Rabbi Eliezer, because according to Rabbi Eliezer, Lekalamanda Amar, Mesa. Nobody holds. That's as if he died. According to Rabbi Eliezer, everything gets undone previously. Kivin de Lagabe Avodosav Amar Psoles. Lemafreya, vada ein zekoi. If we're undoing it lemafreya, there was no koi. However, ki pligi, the whole machlokas is aliba de Rabbi Yeshua. In the world of Rabbi Yeshua, what did Rabbi Yeshua say? Rabbi Yeshua said whatever he did till now was fine. He was a koi for 20 years. And it turns out it was a chol. So for the past 20 years, we're going to undo it. We're not going to undo it. It's just fine. Man da amar mesa Rabbi Yeshua. So if you hold that when the Kohen Gadol turns out to be a scandal, he's not really a Kohen Gadol, but he was. We'll say he was a Kohen Gadol till now. So what happened? Turns out he's not a Kohen Gadol. It's as if he died. All the Bishogig and Misa go out. They go home. However, Uman Damar Batla, but if you hold that the Kohen Gadol being turning out not to be a Kohen Gadol means there was never a Kohen Gadol, Ad Kan Lo Kamar B'Yeshua Hasam Dichsev Baruch Hashem Chelo Ufal Dar V'Yirtze. That is a pasuk in Zos HaBracha which says that even, it doesn't say that, but we'll teach it to mean even if it turns out he's not a valid Kohen, we're going to allow the all the avoda to stand. Afilu chalal and shabbat, even the chalal, it turns out right. We're not going to let. We didn't know the guy comes to work as a Kohen. We didn't know he's a chal. Turns out 20 years later he's a chal. Ah, it's fine. Aval hacha, but over here afilu Rishua moda. Even maybe Rishua would agree that it's as if it was never a Kohen, and then he never leaves. Maybe he would agree about that.
Why did that Kohen Gadol die when he went in Yom Kippur, when he went into the Kodesh Kodeshim?
Why did he die?
Why didn't he?
What, who?
This Kohen that was a Kohen for years. Why didn't he die when he went into the Kohen to the Kodesh Kodeshim on Yom Kippur?
It's a good question. I don't know. Maybe he was a tzaddik. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be a tzaddik and he's a chol.
He's a chol. You chol. You didn't do anything wrong. You're just born that way.
That's true.
You're just born that way. No, but by the way, you're a psul. Yeah. It's a psul, right? The tzaddik who's not a Kohen also can't go in to the Kodesh Kodeshim, right? So I'm a big tzaddik. It's also ineligible. Anyway, then we said, next, Nigmar Dino, right?
We remain in limbo.
No, so it could be, we tried to say the same achlokas. Then we said, no, even Rabbi Yeshua, even in the world of Rabbi Yeshua, maybe he would agree by Kohen Gadol, it's different. By regular Kohen, he says, let him, the old avodah was okay. By Kohen Gadol, he would agree it's not okay. We could say that. So we don't have an answer. So. What? What? So, surely. Right? That's why I read the film The Gone. Every time I met a Kohen, I gave him 5 shekel, right?
You're worried about
him. Gave him $5. Maybe the guy wasn't really a Kohen.
Yeah, his
whole life doing that.
I'm worried about him.
I think he was a
Bechor. Never got a dime.
There are people that when they have a Pinyin Aben to do, try to get a Kohen Miyuchas. There's allegedly kind of that have Yichas all the way back to the, you know, to Beis HaMikdash, whatever. Some people, I did a pidyon mat, and I wasn't makbid on that. What? Yeah, right. So then we said nigmar dino. Then we said if the gemar din already, then even the general like Yoav ben Tzeruya will have to go to the Ari Miklas, right? There's no reprieve to anybody, right? So Amar Yehuda Marav Shtei Toyos Ta Yoav Ba'os Hashah. Yoav made 2 mistakes at that time. What 2 mistakes? What happened? What happened with Yoav? So when he died, when David Melech died on his deathbed, he told Shlomo, "I want you to kill Yoav. One of my wishes is he kill Yoav. Why? What did he do wrong, Yoav? Right?
Killed Avner.
He killed Avner, and he also killed Amasa ben Yeser, Tzar Tzava Yehuda. He killed those two people, and that was what David said, kill him. When he heard that, Yoav, he ran to the Mizbeach. Like, that's going to save him. He ran to the Mizbeach. He's holding on to the Mizbeach. Right? It says, Me'im Bizbechi. Tikachel Yamos. It doesn't make a difference. Right? So, but Yoav didn't know that. He made a mistake. Hey, I'm reviewing the Marav. Shtei Toz, Tal Yonav. He made Yoav, Bosa Shah. He made two mistakes. Dichsiv, Tikyonos Yoav El Ol Hashem, Vayachazik Bekaras of Mizbeach. He grabbed onto the horns of the Mizbeach. Tosh Enercolate, Elagado. What will save you is the roof, not the horns. For who Tafas Bekarnosa? He grabbed onto the horns. Vital, another mistake. Sheinercolate, El Mizbeach, Vayachazik. First of all, this only works in the base of Mikdosh. For who Tafas Mizbeach Shel Shiloh. And he held on to the Mizbeach of Shiloh. It says Rashi.
Which was destroyed already.
V'yav Shiloh Mizbeach Shel Shiloh. It can't be the Mizbeach of Shiloh. Shehu Haya be made David v'Shlomo. Because it didn't exist then. Right?
Right.
It couldn't have been Mizbeach of Shiloh. Rashi already pointed out. So the Ritva says, some exchange the Girsa to say Mizbeach Shel Givon. Not Shiloh. They changed the Girsa. That makes sense. Others say, it means, Shiloh means not the Beis HaMikdash. Anywhere where it wasn't the Beis HaMikdash, they called Shiloh, even though it's not really Shiloh. But Lav Dafa Shiloh, anywhere not the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara just calls it Shiloh. Rashi wants you to know, by the way, historically it wasn't Shiloh. Okay?
He says there was no
there was no Beis HaMikdash, but the Mishnah wasn't in Shiloh anymore.
But there was no Beis HaMikdash.
Correct. That was his mistake. So, Abaya Omar, Bahanami Miyatata, I made another mistake. Tosh, in a Kol, El Kohen, Bavoda, Fiado. It only works if you're a Kohen in the Avoda. He was a czar, right?
What's the game?
Like,
hold on indefinitely until...
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
You know how people run into churches?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Stay in
Bethlehem, you know, they took over the church for
30 days.
I don't
really want
to go to a church.
I
want
churches,
Amr Shlakish, Shalosh Toyef, Asid, Sarah Sharomi Litos. There are three mistakes that the Tsar of Rome is going to make. Three mistakes. Ta... Shana Kalatas Els Betzar Vugola Labatsra. First of all, it's only gonna I'm sorry, I skipped the line.
Yeah.
It says, Mize Bobi Edom Chamot Begodim Mibatsra. The Malach of Edom is gonna come with dirty clothing. So Rashi says, Midomo Shel Samoel, the blood of Samoel, Afal Pi She'ena Malachim Basav Edom, even though Malachim are not flesh and blood, Kasav Bohakasav Ke'ayin Harigas Ha'adam. It's gonna talk about the sire of Edom as if he's a human being. Because you understand that. Oh, he's gonna be like blood, like he's dead. Right? You understand? We understand. So the Torah words it in an impossible way to make us human beings, low human beings, understand this concept. Right? So it says, Ta she'eno klatzel betzar, fugol batzra. First of all, it's the wrong city. It's not Betzar, it's Batzra. Ta she'eno klatzel shogig. It's only going to work if you're a shogig. But who made it, Haya? And the goyim do things b'mezid. Not a shogig. V'tash eno kletes el adam v'malachu. And also, it only works for human beings. He's a malach. Okay, what that means, I have no idea. Next, Amar Ravo, Ir Mikla ol nitnu l'kvura. In Ir Mikla, you're not buried there. Dechsev, it says, umigir shehem yu l'vehemtam u'l'rechusham u'l'chal chayosam. And for their life. L'chayim nitnu, lo l'kvura. For life, not for death. Mase, what are you talking about? It says Shama. There, you go there. Shama te diraso, there you live. Shama te misaso, you'll die there. Shama te kvaraso, you'll be buried there. So the more answer is no. The Rotzeach who's there, Bishogeg, Rotzeach shiny. The Rotzeach is buried there. Who's not buried there? The Levium. They're not buried there. The Rotzeach is buried there. Shiny Rotzeach, the Golil Birachmana. The Torah sent you there. There you will die. There you'll be buried. If you're a Levi, you're a resident, so they wouldn't bury them there. They'd bury them somewhere else.
So where they'll be buried?
I don't know.
Outside.
Outside. Somewhere else.
City.
What?
Someplace different.
How do you trail them?
Also someplace else.
Also someplace else.
Yeah, it's only the people that...
Kahanim.
Not Kahanim. Only people that died that are there because they killed Bishogeg, and they die there,
and
they get buried there.
Pottersfield,
exactly. Kishem she'ir koletes, just like the ear is collate, so the Gemara said...
They exhumed from that cemetery and moved them to
the... Who? Oh, we're going to get to that. Just like an ear is collate, so too the tchum is collate. And not just the city itself, the surrounding areas. For one minute, it says v'yasha above lo b'tchuma. No, you can't live there. You can't live there. Amar baya lo kasha. That's not a kasha. Kan liklot, kan lodur. It protects you, but you can't live there. So if you're taking a walk, and you happen to be in the tchum area, the goldam can't touch you. But you can't live there. You have to live in the city. You can't live in the outskirts, but you're allowed to walk in the tchum, take a walk. That's what you're allowed to do. Lodur, tapik le, so you can't live there for a different reason. Lodur, tapik le, de'ein, osin, sada, migrash, flo migrash, sada, lo migrash, ir, flo ir, migrash. This area outside the city is called a migrash, and you're not allowed to build a house there. It's just for beauty, just to have a field over there. So it's also the tchum, it's the same area, it's outside the city. So I'm taking a walk over here. Of course I can't build here, I'm not allowed to build a house here. I know that already. But the halacha is, by the way, it still protects you from the Ari Mikla. It's still considered Ari Mikla. It's the tchum. So I know already you can't build a house there. You're not allowed to build a house in the Migrash. Amarsheshes, lonitzbrucha el the mechilos. You can want to build an underground house. Underground, in the mechilos, in the caves underground. So that's not, I'm not destroying the Migrash. The Migrash is going to stay the way it is. But I'm going to build a house underground, an underground bunker. That you can't do. In the tchum area. You could go there and you're protected, but you can't build a house underneath, a bunker underneath. Next, Ritzach Shiyatza Chutz L'Tchum, if the Ritzach went outside the Tchum, then he's fair game. If the Ritzach walked outside the Tchum, then he's fair game, right? What? Tana Rabbanan, Ritzach, V'Ritzach Gol Adam Es HaRitzach. It says that the Gol Adam will kill the Ritzach, and he'll be putter. So, mitzvah b'yad Gol Adam. It's a mitzvah for the Gol Adam to behave this way. You hear this? It's a mitzvah for the Gol Adam to kill the... Wow. He bumps into him, it's a mitzvah to kill him. Ain Gol Adam? Answer is no Gol Adam. Rishus biyad kol Adam. David Yosef Glui. Anybody could do it. The guy didn't have any relatives. The relatives live in China. Anybody could do it.
Would he wear a sign on the Gol Adam? How do they know?
What do you mean, how do they know? If the Gol Adam kills this guy,
no.
They'll go investigate. Who is this? What happened over here? Oh, I was a Gol Adam. Yeah? They'll go look at the records. Oh, you're right. You're Potter. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rishus b'yad Gol Adam. No, he says, Rishus doesn't have to do it. It's a Rishus, says Rabbi Akiva. The Chol Adam, Chayav and Alav. And everyone else is Chayiv if they do the murder. You can't kill somebody, right?
If you kill the Mason, and for whatever reason, you don't get a mind, can your relatives remain?
What?
You kill the Mason, but Gol Adam can't kill you. Right?
No.
Only Bishogig. So?
But you don't know until
Marzin,
so he's running from the Ari Mikla.
Right.
And the Gol Adam
chases him. So I don't know if you can kill him then. I don't know. But the Gemara asked a different question. Not the Gemara. We have the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Doesn't appear in Makos. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that says that if you don't have a Gol Adam, Bezit appoints one. So according to Rabbi Akiva, what are you appointing?
Yeah.
What are you appointing? To
in
do a Rishus?
Well, I think the case that he did not appoint one yet.
No. What are you appointing him for? Rabbi Akiva is only a Rishus.
I understand that.
If your whole Rabbi Gloss holds the mitzvah, I understand. Why are you appointing what? To do a Rishus? Don't do it.
You want to make sure that
you're allowed to.
Guy stays in our mitzvah.
So why?
That's a good point.
So
right?
It's not a mitzvah.
Yes, it is.
He said it's not a mitzvah.
So,
not a mitzvah to kill him.
So by the way, it doesn't give your answer.
Doesn't mean
the Rishonim answer that the only machlokas is we have a Gol Adam. If you don't have a Gol Adam, the Rabbi Akiva agrees you appoint one. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It is preferable to have one still.
To do what? Exactly.
So
once again, what's the purpose of Gol Adam?
What?
Which
I know, we don't know. Now, my time at the Rosh Haglili, what's the... Yeah.
Does Rav Yossi hold that if it's a mitzvah, then in the pursuit of the recur, you potter at any other mitzvah?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know about that. So it's my time at the Rav Yossi Haglili. What's Rav Yossi Haglili's reason that says that the mitzvah... It says, Miksiv im ratzach. It doesn't say if you want to. Rabbi Akiva, Miksiv yirtzach. Does it say yirtzach? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, V'ratzach, right?
Yeah.
It says, V'ratzach. What does V'ratzach mean? So the Rashi of V'ratzach, Ikel lefrushe loshen sivui. V'ratzach, you go be a killer. Kimo, v'asa v'tal v'aholiyav, you go do it. V'ikad demit l'frushe l'ashem rishus. It could be l'ashem rishus. Kimo, v'asa Hashem l'hem. Right? V'asa Hashem l'hem. is a pasuk in, I don't know where it is. Right?
It
says Dvorim Lamed Aleph. What parsha is that? The end of the Dvorim somewhere. Right?
Yeah.
So it can go both ways. The word is vague, so there's a machlokas about it.
Is it a mitzvah to kill a guy Ladan?
We just said it's a machlokas. According to Yossi Aglili, yes. According to Rakim, it's a rishos.
What would be.
So Verat Tachmid,
so
is that,
that would be, that would be according to them, that would be one of the Tayag mitzvahs?
Yes. I don't, that's a good question. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe yes. I don't know. Maybe yes. Armar Zutra Batuvi Amarav. Rotzeach Shiyatza Chutzot Chum. If the Rotzeach leaves the Chum, Umotagol Adam Vahargo, Neragalov. He gets killed for that. Kiman, well, look at Ritzeg Lili. Talak Ritzeg Lili. Look at Rekiva. It's not like Rekiva either. Rekiva says it's a Rishus. How can it be Chayiv? It's a Rishus. Ki Huda Amar Ki Aitana. It's a third person. Tanya. Relazra Omer. Ad Amdulf Nea Eda. Lemishpat. Matamud Lomar. What does that mean? Lefishin Emma Vrotzeach Gol Adam Sarotzeach. It says that the Gol Adam is going to kill the Rotzeach. Yochel Miad. Tamud Lomar. Ad Amdulf Nea Eda. Lemishpat. You have to wait till it's a Mishpat, right? This guy, a murderer of a Shogig. Amazing. What's the story? Rabbi Kiva, hi, ad umdul fnei edel mishpat my darshuve. So what do they do with that vart? They say it's mutter. It's either a shutz or a mitzvah. How we buy a look at the Tanya? They lose it for something else. The Tanya, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Menayin, the Sanhedrin, show echad shoreges hanefesh, shein mamisin oso, ad umdul bezin acher. Bezin watched the murder happen. And the courthouse steps, they're coming down for lunch, the whole Sanhedrin's there, and they see a murder. They're not allowed to judge this case. They have to give it to another bezin. How do you know that? They have to go to another Bezdin, right?
I thought it wasn't the case. I thought you take three of them as Aiden, or two of them and the rest of them.
So Tosfos says in Rosh Hashanah, the reason why this Bezdin can't judge them, not for this reason, it's a separate reason. Because they can't look for a Zechus. How are they gonna find a Zechus? They mamash Aiden. How are they going to be able to find the tzchus for them? They can't. So they can't be the judges. Right? Interesting part. So he says over here, in the footnote, that the ikur reason is, it's a gzeres hakasuf. Tosfos gives it, just so gzeres hakasuf, you can give a reason for gzeres hakasuf if you can. The reason is, it's a gzeres hakasuf. Bezin can't be, and Tosfos, by the way, you know why? Because if you look at it, you can't find the tzchus. It's not a stira. Tanur Rabbanan, im yotza, yotza harotzeach. Right? Tanya says, v'im yotza, yotza harotzeach. That's a pasuk. Im yotza, yotza harotzeach. Right? And okay. If the harotzeach will leave the Ari Miklat, and the Gol Adam finds him, what does it say? Ain lo dam. No, you can't touch the Gol Adam. He's allowed to do it. Right? V'atanya, v'mezid nerag, v'shogeg gole. Right? I'm sorry. Ein liyela, v'mezid. That's only if you went out b'mezid. B'shogeg b'nayim. How do you know that...
He wandered out.
Oh, did I skip here? Yeah, b'shogeg b'nayim. How do you know that if the Gol Adam left b'shogeg, that you also allowed to kill him?
He wandered out.
He's going for a walk. He wandered out. He passed the Tchum. He doesn't even realize. He wandered out. Talmud Lomar, im yatsi yatsa mikol makom. Doesn't make a difference. It says he left. Aiva Tanya b'mezid nerag b'shogeg gole. But we have another Bryson that says, no. The Gol Adam is only allowed to kill him if he left b'mezid. But if he left b'shogeg, go back. Go back in. He left b'shogeg. The Gol Adam can't kill him. He's watching him night and day, and he saw he left b'shogeg. Right? So, tell him to go back in. So it's a stira. Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha, when do we say the shogeg? When do we say that he has to go back in? Kimanda Omar, Amrinan, Dibur Torah, Kloshim, Bnei Adam. That the Torah said, Yotza, Yotza. Torah just speaking the way you don't learn extra halacha from that. Ha, Commander Omar, lo amrinan dibur Torah kloshim bnei adam. But others say that the Torah is not like that. That you learn something from here, right? What do we learn from here? That even if he goes up a shogeg, he can get killed. Omar Abaya, mistabra Commander Omar dibur Torah kloshim bnei adam. It makes sense to say that the Torah here is talking dibur Torah kloshim bnei adam, and there's no extra thing to learn. So the end of his life can't be worse. The end of this story can't be worse than the beginning. If he kills b'mezid, he gets killed. If he kills b'shogi, he goes to galus. Af sofo. So to the end, b'mezid nerag b'shogi gola. So it can't mean yatsi yatsi. You learn that they leave twice. He leaves amazing, he leaves Bishogeg. That can't be right. And what must be right? That if he leaves Bishogeg, you tell him to go back in. Okay? And you can't kill him. That makes sense. So this is the first time. When you kill Bishogeg, Mazid, you get killed. Kill Bishogeg, you go to Golis. Leaving Bishogeg, you put yourself in danger. Leaving Bishogeg, nothing happens to you.
You can tell if it's Mazid, right?
If you can tell.
But how does the Golis know?
If he knows. If he knows.
The guy is back. Pull his luggage and he's walking out the front door. Then it's Mazid.
Right, you see, he's watching, he's bird watching or something. And he's watching with binoculars. And all of a sudden, next thing you know, he's a mile out. Exactly, he's watching him. The Gaul Adam's watching him. So he realizes this is a total shogeg. Tani Chada, one said like this, Av Shaharag Bino, an Av that killed a son, Nas, what? Bishogeg. I'm sorry, Av Shaharag Bino Nasil Gaul Adam. The father killed Reuven. So Shimon, the brother, is now the Gaul Adam for his own father. No, a son can't be a Gaul Adam to kill his own father. Right? The father killed Reuven, his son. Shimon, the brother, is not a Gaul Adam. Can't have that. So there's a theory here. One said yes, one said no. So, Lema, Harab Yossi, Aglili, Rabbi Harab, Rabbi Akiva. Let's say it's the same achlok. If the Rishos or it's a mitzvah, if you hold it's a mitzvah, then even the brother. If you hold it's a Rishos, okay, not a son. Not a son. Not a brother, right? The Tispra, Bein Lama Adam Mitzvah, Bein Lama Adam Rishos, Rishos Mishari. 1 minute. Does anyone hold its mutter? No matter what you hold over here, whether it's a mitzvah for the Gaul Adam or Rishos, a son could be a Gaul Adam to kill his own father. For Amar Rav Rav Huna, V'chein Tana Dever Rishmol, L'chol Eid Aben Nasa Shliach L'Aviv L'Akoso L'Akloso. You can't make a son a shliach to hurt the father, to curse the father. Chutz Mimesis, except for a Mesis, Shad Amar Torah Lo Tachmo Lo Tachas Olav, except for a Mesis. We don't have to have any Rachmanis for
even
at all.
If it's a mitzvah, you say, it's a tassel, you have a mitzvah, not to injure your
Your father, right. Right. Someone mentions that issue about the... Elo kasha, it's not a kasha. Kan, bibno, ha bibno, va ben bibno. When do we say you're allowed to kill? When do we say you're not allowed to kill? That's your father. When do we say you are? For your grandfather. Says Rashi, look at this Rashi, it's a staggering Rashi. Ha de Tanya ain bino nasa gol adam, bino show a teach kama. When do, it's the last Rashi before the Mishnah. When do we say you're not allowed to be a gol adam? For your father. Your father killed your brother, his own son. You can't be a gol adam, not by accident. You can't be the gol adam to kill your own father. Ha de Tanya bino nasa lo gol adam. When do we say a son can? Bibno shall haru. It means the son of the victim, meaning the grandson. Right? Kamar. Shehu ben bino shel rotzeach. He's the grandson of the rotzeach, the son of the victim. He can be a gol adam, right? That says Rashi a staggering line. The eno muzar al kvodo. You have no mtsivui to respect your grandfather. No such thing. Says Rashi. Very controversial line. We don't hold like that. We hold there is some kind of element of keep it for a grandfather. We do hold. Question is why? Right? Some say flows from the kibbutz for your father. Right? If I tell, Dad, if my father says to me, what did you do today? Oh, I drove Grandpa to the airport. Oh, that's so nice. I didn't have to do it.
Right.
It's such a cover for me that you did that for him. Such a nice thing. Right? So it's kibbutz to respect your grandfather.
Yeah.
What does Rashi mean over here? You're not Muslim and kibbutz in covenant of a grandfather. What does he mean by that? And therefore, you're allowed to be a Gaul Adam, kill your own grandfather? What does that mean? Rashi says it. But the Gemara said it. I think so.
I haven't seen the discussion.
Right? So, Tamarik says, you see from here, there's no mitzvah to keep it for a grandfather. Based on this Rashi. There's no such mitzvah.
I'm sure we don't hold that.
There's no such chiyuv. Okay. There's no mitzvah of keep it a grandfather, based on this Rashi.
So there's a mitzvah.
That's what the says.
So there's a mitzvah, you may say the tukum, that you have to get up for an older man, but there's no mitzvah.
It's a separate mitzvah.
Right.
You're
allowed to kill your grandfather.
The elderly person, not, and your grandfather too, but on some level, it's even, it could be a killer.
Wow.
The Rama argues.
Why isn't it a Kal Chomer?
That what? Anybody, well, there's such a thing as a Gaul Adam.
No, it's your grandfather, the keeper for the grandfather, though.
That it's a kal v'chomer. That's it. It flows out of the father.
Correct. You both have to respect your father. The person that he has to respect.
I understand. That some say that. But what does Rashi mean then? What does the Gemara mean? That you're allowed to be a galdam for a grandfather. What does he mean? What does the Gemara mean? Exactly. Rashi said there's no tzivui. Okay.
That's a tough one.
Next. Elon shu omei b'sochat tchum. And Elon is mamash on the border. It's mamash on the borderline. It's on the goal line. V'nofo no techutz l'tchum. And the branches are outside the tchum. Im amad chutz l'tchum. Im amad chutz l'tchum. V'nofo no techutz l'tchum. Or the other way around. Hakol halech achar hanof. Everything follows after the branches. Not where the roots are, where the branches are.
And therefore what?
If you're in the branches, if you're on the branch, you're sitting up in a tree, you're in a tree house, where's that branches? Are they in the city or are they outside the city? If they're in the city, you're safe. If they're outside, you're not safe. It doesn't matter where the roots are. Now, Verminu, 1 minute. We have the same halacha by Maaser Sheni. You have to eat Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. What if you're in a tree eating Maaser Sheni and the tree's in the borderline? So it says like this, Elon, should be Bifnim, not Betoch, Bifnim, the tree is inside, V'nofa lachutz, and the branches are outside. Oh, or, Omeid bachutz, V'note Bifnim, or it's outside and the branches are inside, Bifnim, Mikineged achoma, V'lifnim, Kilifnim. I'm sorry, I don't know how to read this. V'note lachutz, Omeid bachutz, V'note lifnim, Mikineged achoma, V'lifnim, Kilifnim. So anything on the inside of the wall is inside. And anything on the outside is on the outside. So it's a stira. We said by Ari Mikla, it goes after the branches. And over here we're saying, no, it goes after the wall. So the Gemara says, what kind of question was that? Meiser Ari Mikla Karamis? You're bringing me a kasha from Meiser Shani from left field? It has nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do with Ari Mikla. Meiser Choma Tala Rachmana. By Meiser Shani, the issue is, where's the wall? Are you in the city of Jerusalem or not? I don't care where the roots of the tree are. I don't care where the branches are. Are you in the city or not? So if the wall's covering the branches, you're in. If not, not. Over here, Ari Miklat, Bedira Tala Rachmana. It goes by where you live. Right? Binofo Metagale. In the branches, you can live like that. Beikro lo Metagale. You can't live in the roots. In the trunk of a tree, you can't live like that. They're not a squirrel. So therefore, it's a different standard. Different criteria.
I thought we just read that you can't live in the tchum.
It's a good point. The point is that this can be, so that if you happen to, you're right, you can't live in the tchum and you can't live in a tree either. You can't live in a tree. The point is you can rest in a tree, you can stay in the temple. So it's enough, Ari Miklat. It's enough. You're there. You can't, a trunk, where there's nowhere to go. So that's nothing. So therefore it doesn't go by that. It goes by the branches. When it comes to Ari Miklat, it goes by the wall. Why? Are you in the city of Jerusalem or not in the city of Jerusalem? It's very simple. Simple question. So, never Rami Maisa Maisa. So fine, so we'll bring a steer within Maisa Shani itself. Titania. Yerushalayim halachachar hanof. Bar Miklat halachachar hanof. In Yerushalayim it says you go after the branches. And the Arbiklat doesn't go after the branches. So it's a steer, right? Before we said it goes by the wall. And now we say it goes by the branches. Which one is it? By Maisa Shani. So Amar of Kahana, lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Harab Yehuda, v'harabonon. It's a machloket. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Maaser Sheni has the same din as Ari Miklat. You go after the branches. Rabbi Yehuda Omar, Bima Ara Halech Achar Pitcha. When it comes to a cave, where's the opening? I don't care where deep in the cave, it's in Jerusalem. Where's the opening of the cave? Opening of the cave is outside, it's outside. I don't care, you can be 1,000 feet in, it's outside. Why? By a cave, it goes after the opening. The Elon, by a tree, it goes after the branches. Where are the branches? They're outside the city, or they're inside the city, but the roots are outside. You're in. It goes after the branches. Now the Gemara says like this. So what do you see? That it's not a problem because Rabbi Yehuda. A sheet of Rabbi Yehuda says, Maaser Sheni, you go after the branches. Wait a minute. But he'll only say, but you go after the branches, but Maaser Lechumra. What does that mean? Ikaro bachut. The ikar is outside. V'nofo bafnim. And the nofo are inside. Kihechi de gufo de benofo lo matzi parik. Since you cannot redeem, you're not allowed to redeem produce of Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. You can only do it outside. So since you can't redeem them here, we're going to be machmir be karanamim lo matzi parik. So since the branches are in the city, you can't redeem them in the roots also. Why? Because the tree is the same tree. Ikaro b'fnim. But if the roots are inside, v'nofo b'chutz, and the branches are outside, You can't eat them without redeeming them. Because why? Because we're considering it Yerushalayim. So you can't eat them in the city without redeeming it either. Why? Again, because they're following the branches. That makes no sense. If the roots, if the branches are inside, so we're not going to let you kill them in the branches. Why? Because they're in the city. So in the roots also not. But if the roots are inside, and the branches are outside, So we said what? The branches are outside, and the roots are inside. So I'm hugging the tree. I'm in the city. How can you tell me I'm outside the city? That doesn't make any sense. How could you go after the nof? The nof are outside. Right? I'm inside. I'm in the city. I'm in the Ari Miklat. Good, the branches are over there, but I'm here. How could that be possible? Right? So Amar Rava, Bikaro, Kuleamadol, Pligi, Dilamatsi Katal. No, so of course not. The roots, of course you can't kill somebody, right? Right? Koi Benofo, Koi Benofo, Viacho Lahargo, Vachitim Uvachatero, Ubitsroros, Kuleamadol, Pligi, Dilamatsi Katale. And if he's outside and you can shoot him down with some.
With an arrow.
An arrow, of course he's outside the city. Ki Pligi, Bimahavi Ikaro Darga Lenofo. Some kind of funny tree where the roots or the trunk is assisting the branches. Mar Savar, the Rabbi Yehuda holds, Havi Ikaro Darga Lenofo. Since therefore it's necessary. Umar Savar, lo Havi Ikaro Darga Lenofo. And therefore it's not necessary. Therefore you'd be considered outside the city. Difficult question like this. One more line. Ravashi Omar, my achar nofo. What does it mean? You follow the nof? It means af achar nof. You'll also follow the nof. That answer makes a lot of sense. In other words, of course, if the roots are in the city, of course I'm in the city. I'm safe. Even if the branches are outside the city, but the roots are in the city, I'll be safe as well. Okay, 2 minutes. Let's try to do the Gemara, the Mishnah. Harag ba'osha ir. Someone asked this one day this week. If you kill inside the city, go to a different neighborhood, right? Ben Levi, go to the ear to ear. And if a Ben Levi kills somebody and they're already living in an Ar Miklat, he has to go to a different Ar Miklat. Tarabanan says,
why is that?
What?
Why is it?
Because he has to be exiled.
But
he already lives in an Ar Miklat, has to go to a different Ar Miklat.
If anybody else, in Yisrael, kills in a city, in
what
a,
city is he living in?
In an area, Miklat? They move to a different area. He
right,
says so, you're allowed to move to a different area.
So I guess for him, he has to go to a different city. It says, Tarabanan, Sam Dilacha Makom, Sam Dilacha Bechayecha, Makom Mimim Komcha, from your place, from your place. Ashayonos, Shama, Malamicha, Yisrael, Magalin, Bamidbar. That even in the Midbar there was such a thing as Golas. Lech and Magalin, where'd they go? Lamachna Leviya, to the Machna Leviya. Mikan Amru, Ben Levi, Shahara, Gola, Yplach, Laplach. That a Ben Levi can go from neighborhood to neighborhood. Viim Gola, Lapalcha, Lapalcha, Golto. And he feels like, he doesn't have to leave the city, he can just go to a different neighborhood. Amar Va'acha, Breda Vika, Mikra, Beir Miklato, Ki Beir Miklato, Yashuv. Ir, Shekatalto, Kfar. It's the city that already saves him. Meaning, Argus on the Mishnah, said, Ben Levi has to leave the city. He said, no, you don't have to leave the city, just have to leave the neighborhood, go to a different neighborhood. All right, so we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow.
Exalted.
Everybody have a good Shabbos.
Huh? Why?
Because it's only been 5 minutes. I have no idea how to stop this.
Stop it in 10 minutes.
Why haven't you got to stop it?
Because I can't open it. Where is it?